And we're back. Social. How are you, my fellow hussy?
Happy hussy. I'm so glad you're back. Wait, I put all the clothes away. You didn't notice, did you?
Oh, you're so funny. That was hilarious. That was so good. And look, you can wear the dress. I mean,
No,
it's
I
for
would
all.
never. I would never touch your dress.
I
But
gotta
you
have
did have a
some.
beautiful selection in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, when you're out in the when you're out in nature a lot, I mean, what do you wear? I guess I could wear the dress out there. I don't
Oh yeah, that the squirrels would love it.
They
They'd be
just
like, "Wow, look at this beautiful woman coming through."
they just you're so sweet. They just go hide under my skirt.
Exactly. Pick out the twigs when you're back. Hey, why not? You feel different when you're wearing it, I'm sure.
Yeah, it elevates.
I
Yeah.
said that and I thought, oh, everyone's gonna, oh, where's the sovereignty? She's stealing her clothes. Just, I was just kidding.
That's what sisters do.
Yeah, I don't have a sister
Well,
in my family, you know.
yeah, I know what you
Oh,
mean.
so funny.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It's nice to have you back. We can play tennis again now.
Yay, yay. Thank you. I'm happy to be back. So happy. And I will say, I got the time all screwed up and I was going to listen to you live and I went to a different time zone and I'm like, "Oh my God, it's well in the afternoon and I totally missed it." So
Perfect. You're doing things well. I said on the show, I hope you're not listening.
I know, I love that. I love that. Oh
So
gosh.
fun, so fun.
How are you today?
Yeah, really good, really good. You and I got to chat a little bit earlier, just quickly. So we'll see what we have. What do you want to share anything from being away? Are you should we just jump into it? What do you want to do?
Yeah, well, yeah, thank you for asking that. I will say that it's a great experiment in testing where you are and your neutrality, your baseline frequency when you're in a different place. So that was a good I was able to kind of dip my toe in and see where I was with that. Still have work to do. But that's okay. Yeah, and so I guess let's just jump right into it. I'm so excited to share the lyrics to a beautiful song.
Go for it.
Okay, I was going to say, are we ready to roll? Okay. So I have a beautiful, just a beautiful, beautiful sister who shared a song with me, I think 2 weeks ago. It doesn't matter what time, but yeah, she shared a song with me and I pulled it up. And when I started listening to it and listening to the words and feeling them, I just started crying because it just so resonated with, where we are and where we're going. So I wanted to read the lyrics to the song. I'm not going to sing it. And the song is titled A Whole New World, and it is from the 1992 movie Aladdin. And I won't obviously read the repeating chorus, but just some nuggets in here I just thought was so beautiful. It starts like this. I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming. A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you. Unbelievable sights, indescribable feeling, soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky. A whole new world, don't you dare close your eyes. 100,000 things to see. Hold your breath, it gets better. I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far, I can't go back to where I used to be. A whole new world with new horizons to pursue. I'll chase them anywhere, There's time to spare. Let me share this whole new world with you. And I, Zosha, I'm just listening to this song. I'm just crying, crying, because it's so true. I mean, the lyrics, before I get into that, hold on, Zosha, because I'm all over the place, of course. This is a breakdown of the key message of that movie, if it's okay to share. I really like what was said here. And the movie Aladdin, I don't you know, the movie is do you know the movie? It's like it's about a princess. She meets this guy who's just a regular guy, out, when she's out walking. I can't remember. I hope I'm getting this right. But basically they fall in love and she's on her they're both on journeys and he wants her journey is personal freedom. Freedom from bonds, and his journey is love, just the power of love and authenticity. So I like this breakdown of the movie. It says here, be yourself. Aladdin initially believes he needs to become a wealthy prince to win Jasmine's affection, but he ultimately succeeds when he is his true self. Jasmine falls in love with the genuine Aladdin, not Prince Ali. So I guess he pretends to be a prince. The next point, internal value over external wealth. The story demonstrates that money and status are not a path to true worth or happiness. Aladdin's transformation into a prince highlights the emptiness of superficial wealth, while the story concludes with him finding fulfillment through love and self-discovery. The power of love and authenticity is the next bullet point. Love is a powerful force for change and freedom. Aladdin's willingness to embrace his true self and Jasmine's desire for personal freedom allow them to find a genuine connection. And lastly, freedom from bonds. Both Aladdin and the genie, there's a genie in the story, and Aladdin finds the lamp and rubs the lamp, and the genie comes out. So both Aladdin and the genie are trapped in their circumstances, Aladdin by poverty and the genie by servitude. Their journey is one of breaking free from these bonds through courage, love, and self-awareness. So Zosia, I don't know, that just came to me that beautiful, beautiful sister shared that song with me and just inspired me so much. And I just love the little nuggets that I found, kind of summarizing the I don't know if you want to call it the moral of the story or the movie, but I don't know. Does anything come to you or anything you want to comment on that or jump to another topic?
Yeah, no, I loved it. And I love that you found the nuggets about it because it helps put it in just in perspective if you miss something, because I missed something about that movie. So I was glad that you said that. And doesn't that sound familiar?
Exactly.
Isn't that our journey?
Yeah.
And I have personal synchronicity, which I'm on the other side of my like, oh my gosh, you can't make this up for what I was for my own personal life. But yeah, be yourself. When your true self, right? That's when they got together. He pretended to be the prince, right? The themes are universal. The internal value over the external self. Go within. Outside circumstances don't matter. It's the same messaging.
Yeah, that's why I was just like, oh my gosh, you can't make this up.
Exactly, and hence your emotional response too with it. What did you get from it other than, deeper when you read the pieces? What came to you?
Oh, beautiful question. Thank you. I think just feeling trapped because of circumstances, and just no one to tell us no or where to go or say that you're only dreaming. You get this, oh, there's no way that can happen. That's not possible. Or what are you crazy? Or you can't do that. So that, and I'm not saying anything in particular, anyone in particular, just a continual theme. Most people here, as well as from way up here, it's crystal clear that I'm in a whole new world. And it made me think about just Q and Mermaid and what their perspective, what they see, what they know. And that I loved in the last show, Zosia, when you quoted Q talking about someone, the question was posed, well, are we going to ascend this time around? And he was, and I forgive me, sis, I can't remember how it was worded. I had it written down and I can't find it. But basically, we're waiting. Q said, well, the question, you could pose the question like this. Basically, we're waiting for you to rise up to where our frequency, if you choose, to rise up, raise yourself up to where we are. And then you talked about your experiencing you're out of this, how did you say it? Your self out of here.
Outside of here, self,
Outside
yeah.
of yourself, which I'm like, yeah, sign me up. I'm ready for I would like to experience that too. So yeah, those are the things that came up for me. What about you?
That's awesome. Thank you. I love that quote by Q as well. I don't have it right here, but I loved his reframe. It's interesting, instead of asking the questions to him, he reversed it and asked the question back, which I love because it makes us go within what's our answer. How do we? He sees us. He sees our spirit. We're the spirit, right? We're a fractal of our own spirit here. So outside of here, and that's what I would start tuning into. Outside of here, we don't doubt. Okay, here in my body, I doubt. So let me tap into my spirit. Let me go in, go neutral. It's knowing ourself. It's knowing that delta between the head and the heart. So I kept using that every time I'd observe myself. I'd overlay that. Okay, what is my outside of myself feeling? Meaning, what is my spirit feeling? That's I feel the number one. We have to know ourselves,
Right. Hence
right? That's
going
for
within and being.
me. Yeah, that's the key. That has been my key to everything. I have to know myself, feel myself, observe myself. How do things work for me? How it works for me doesn't work for you. It doesn't work for the man down the road. We all have our own way. That's freedom. I want to go back to that, but can I just say something?
Please.
Because the synchronicities were so fascinating of your story. And I just want to share this now because I feel it could weave in. A few weeks ago, I shared this utter excitement of this sense of freedom that I had. This bursting, I don't remember my words, but this burster freedom. My spirit was dancing. And you asked me questions like I couldn't really articulate it per se. But what I wanted to share now is, I'll say it this way, Q's words, consciousness comes first. So in hindsight, I realized that was the conscious of my spirit knowing, experiencing true freedom. And then this week, my physical existence matched it. So I did some things. I'll just say now, I feel completely free because I've cleaned up any dissonance that I had left in this expression. And I say it to say is the consciousness piece came first. I felt it, but I still had to apply myself. How am I going to do this? How am I going to, without sharing all the details, I just had to address something deeper with other people. How am I going to do this? I command my spirit. I did everything, wash, rinse, repeat. I did it all. I commanded my spirit. How am I going to do it? I want perfect peace, perfect grace, perfect communication. I did a T bar. I did I'm going back to the basics. I did a T bar. How do I see it? How do I envision it happening? Anyway, it then happened with one person, happened with another person. It was the gross, excuse me, the most graceful experience when my mind kept telling me, oh, someone's going to be up so upset. They're going to take it this way. Ah, I had to study it again. That's not me. Okay, let me go back into my heart, neutral. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like a constant exercise. That's how I see it. So I turned off my brain. I'm like, wait, this is how I want it to be. Wrote it on my T bar, and that's what I got. That's what I got. So that was my own research experiment. But we are the creators. We are our own universes, each of us. So I'm applying the outside of here perspective. I'm applying my spirit. I'm the creator. Let me really tap into that. Let me envision that. Let me see it, write it down, whatever tools helped me. And then it happened. So I say it to say, I feel complete, this sense of freedom, every cell of mine, all that dissonance, you know, sometimes you have, it's like, oh, I just have to address this, and we push it aside. It's always there. It never goes away. Wherever you go, there you are. You know, but it's through, I'd say, a diligent exercise to keep doing it that I experienced it. And what Chuck, what really made me laugh when you were reading the beautiful description of the lyrics and the beautiful description after is my saying to myself was, okay, so now that that's done, now that my vessel is pretty clear, will my twinny come join me now? That's what I was feeling. And I was like chuckling because then you're reading that story about a relationship like that. I was like, wow, it just always marvels how the universe works in each of us, in
Yeah,
each of us.
that's so beautiful. Oh.
So, so thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. And it's my excitement to observe. It's always been my excitement to observe. Like back to your question, the outside of yourself. What does that mean to you? Or to swing it back to what you were talking about.
I would say my outside of yourself is me at other frequencies, maybe the highest, cleared of all of the stuff, so powerful, from my heart. No hindrances, excuse me, no hindrances. Just fully in my light. And knowing who I am, and no doubt, not, all the stuff, all the density, it's all gone. Yeah, I would say that's yeah, I would love to experience it and remember it.
Yeah. And how do you, if we're creating our own universes and our circumstances don't matter, as Q states, it's our state of being that is creating our universe. So it's that inner state of being, which is the beauty of him always having us get to inner peace. The carrot at the end of the stick, because from that place we then create. Because all that other crap, like For the People says, 100% of our thoughts and emotions are not ours. Right?
Right.
So then it's like, okay, so I'm observing these emotions, I'm observing these thoughts, and then I go to, and this, that's just what came through me last week, was wash, rinse, repeat. It's, and why I shared my example. Even to this day, I still constantly do that. I just go slow. And this summer, I'll just say I put myself in my own convent, so to say. I had to feel myself. I observed myself, kept stepping off my own rails. So I had to find my way to be completely in my peace. It was my focus, really, to get to a place. Now, every day was different. Some days, like I was sharing too, sometimes you don't necessarily feel this big inspiration. But then when I go do something, it's like, okay, well, I really did want a vacuum. That was my inspiration at the moment. It's not always this amazing trip abroad. Do you know
Right.
what I'm saying? But I made a conscious choice to get as clear as I can in my own spirit. I wasn't ready to be completely outside anymore. That's because that's my way. That's not everybody's way. But I just had to turn off the own noise. And then that happened for me, that example of freedom. And then the witnessing of it happening through my cells. I can speak about it.
Please do.
No, sorry. I mean, just like by experiencing it. And I can only share my own way was for me was to get really quiet, to take out all distractions as much as I could. And that was for me. I just needed silence. I just had to be in silence. But now I'm feeling more in myself, like I have clarity. So now I feel more stable to venture out, so to say, or to do different things, perhaps. But what came of it was my ability to communicate with others perfectly, honestly, fully, authentically. Now I'm free. Now, I could have chosen freedom and whenever I wanted, but that was my process. Why didn't I do it 2 years ago, 1 year ago? It just wasn't the process. It's like we talked about this once. It's like you see in a flower garden, a rose. You just can't pick the rose out of the bud. There's a time.
Ooh, I like
There's a
that.
time to it. You know what I mean? So instead of me, I would get frustrated and start picking at it until I just got quiet, state of being. And then it grows. Then it blossoms.
Wow.
Now, how do you feel? Because sometimes that process isn't easy, right?
Well, this I can bring up what we spoke about that messy middle.
Or magnificent middle.
Or magnificent. There you go. Or magnificent middle. So I sit here and I ask myself, okay. It's yes, being, going within, getting silent, being in peace, feeling ourselves, staying in the present. I got all that. I know all of it. But what do you do when, your circumstances, whatever they are such that it causes a lot of emotions to come up that get in the way, if you will, of getting to that state of being of complete inner peace, because it's really easy to get there if the mortgage is paid off, or you're set, so to speak, and don't have to worry, about bills getting paid or things like that. It's really easy to be in that place. But when you're not in that place, go ahead, Zosha. I felt like something
No,
was going.
this is perfect. Perfect. Let me just stop you there. You
All
already
right.
stopped yourself. So here's Q's answer that I highlighted. You believe you have challenges and I don't. That is what is weird. Why do people believe there are challenges? Because they keep believing there are challenges, Q says, why do we keep believing in the next event on these computers was an example. What we really believe in is what we get.
Okay. All right.
That's
Thank you.
Q.
That's Q. That's Q.
So if he was right here in the vessel and saying that to you, what how would you how do you overlay if you want to, how do you overlay that to what you shared?
Well, Q has a lot of his capabilities, and I still don't have all of mine. So, honestly, I don't know how I would respond because it basically takes, I don't know how you get rid of all the fear. I really don't. I would love to know that. So
The fear that's not yours.
that's not mine. However, I am still experiencing it in this physical body with physical things that happen because of the fear that I experience in this physical body. It's not like you actively say, "Oh, I want to wake up today and feel like shit." That's not right. Like, "Oh, yay, I'm gonna have that." You don't. It's
I
not
feel
like,
most would agree.
right? Like, "Oh, let's feel like shit today." That's yay. No, that's not. I don't think I can't be the only one who's going through this. I guess is what I'm trying to say, Zersha. So,
Oh, of course not. This is the human experience here.
like I think I said one time, I said to myself, or I think I actually wrote into PRQ, and I was like, "Well, this okay, Q. I know the bartering and trading, we're gonna get there, but I can't go to the airport and give them lemons for a ticket, right, to get on the plane. Like that's not gonna work. So how do I? I'm not being a smart ass, but literally, I'm like, how does this work? And I know that there's a process to all this. I really do. And it's timing, and just like you said, the rose. So, yeah, I don't know what I would say, Zosha. I sometimes he says things, and I don't get the answers until like 3 months later, when I can really,
Let me
process
say
it in my
this that he
heart.
said, there's not one thing in front of your eyes that you did not create. This is to all of us. Ascension. Right now, you can ascend just by a choice, living a choice that is high frequency through your individual passion. And on top of that, all we are collectively bringing in more light in this region of the universe. The light chases your intentions, your will, wherever you want to go, and it grows it. The more of the inner beautiful purpose and will that you have, the more these columns of light will fill your reality in this body. Maybe a better definition, because you are bringing in more of you, because you are using a light body or inspirational choice every day. The light, so just to repeat, the light chases your intentions, your will, wherever you want to go, and it grows it.
Okay.
And that's so choosing, I just wanted to vacuum one day. I'm inspired. I just wanted to vacuum. That's it.
Now
It's not,
can we go
go
ahead,
ahead.
sorry.
No, please go.
So what do we so what do we do? What do we do when I'll do you mind if I give my example?
Go for it. We're
Okay.
just chatting here, everyone.
We're just chit-chatting. Like I can't be it's like this. I know other people have to be going through this. So, okay, Tosha, I usually go to the gym a couple times a week and, doing my, nothing crazy, but just, really, how do I put it? Staying nice and, I don't, I'm, it doesn't matter. However,
You want to stay fit.
I
That's
want to
what,
stay,
there's nothing wrong with that.
fit. Yeah, I want to stay fit. However, I'm finding that I don't really want to go. Like, I just don't. I don't know if it's a symbolic of I'm tired of lifting the heavy weights, and is that the heavy density that I'm still carrying right through this ascension? I don't know. It's interesting. So do you just not go and just let your body fall, just get weak? Like, what do you, and I guess the answer is balance or find what works for you. I don't know. That's just one of the things that came to me as an example.
It's a good one. I think it's great we're talking like this very granularly. I feel you answered it because you said, I don't really want to go. That's it. You stated you weren't inspired to go. So I feel that's what QA points to. When we follow our highest inspiration, the next step is going to go one way, and if we don't follow our highest inspiration, we're going to get a different result. See what I mean?
I do, but what do we do while we're still in these physical vessels? I'm not trying to be a smart ass. I'm curious, like I'm just curious. What do you feel? Is it just maybe toning it down or pulling it back a little bit or I don't
Well, it
know.
just it's tricky because I feel where Q didn't go granular. Hope this is okay, Q. We talk about you. We told you this we would. It's just my assessment of things. We're the creators. So back to the question I shared last week, if I can find that at some point. Why aren't you in my dimension? Why, as he would say, why aren't you here? So it's up to us. We are only accountable to ourselves, right? We know that. No one, there's no savior this time. No one's coming to save us. So with great grace and peace as we go within, what does that look like? What does that feel like? For me, I'll feel I don't want to go to the gym. No, I didn't. I used to work out all the time. I was very fit. And for about 10 years, I didn't go to the gym. I just didn't want to go. I didn't want to be around all the people. That's another thing. What's around it? Who are we around? Who are we surrounding ourselves with? Remember, we're in the middle of a war. The dark is all around in different vessels. Here's an example. I was in nature the other day walking. Now I live in a quiet area. But I'm sharing this to tell to observe how the dark can work. I'm walking on this road. It's very wide. Out in nature, there's plenty of space. Someone comes running, literally doesn't touch me, but was about a quarter distance from my shoulder. I'm like, that's weird. Why are they doing that? Now I shrink wrap my light. Then it happened again. I was like, look how they work. So I do different commands to limit, just to have light beings around me. They're brushing, but they're trying to come near me. They try and come into our field. They try. I'm the light. I own this place where I am. It's my universe. But I'm watching how they work. So what happens at the gym? Now you start getting a whole other bag of stuff with it. And if you don't want to be there, if we're not inspired, our frequency is lower. Then what do we attract? See what
Yeah.
I mean? Like, from a non-inspirational choice, if I do that, I lower my frequency, and now I'm going to start getting that. The light will follow our intentions. So it's going back to the basics. Go within, live your highest inspiration. And I feel you said that in your question. You didn't want to go. So now it's just, what do you feel inspired to do? The rest, like the body, we're not the body. Everything is a system here. Everything is an alien system. I heard Q say something like, if you're tall, you're short, that's still a system. So it's really detaching. It's our spirit. Who am I? How does my spirit feel in this moment, in this moment, in this moment, right now, constantly right now?
That's good. I
What do
like
you
that.
feel from that?
No, I like that. I like that. I'm just, and I agree with you. I'm just wondering what happens to the physical body when you, I don't know. That's the part that I don't quite get. But, oh, because I've been playing with it, Zosia. I've been playing with it. I've been testing it out. How do you feel when you don't go? I'm still working on it. How about that? I'm still working on it. I'd prefer to actually be out in nature and just go walk.
There you go.
Yeah, and
So
I think.
what if you just did that? Maybe it's like, sorry to cut in, but
No,
just
please.
remember, I remember saying to someone who didn't like their job, it's like, well, what if you just didn't go one day? What if you just didn't go 2 days? You know what I mean? Try it. So what if you just go in nature? I walk really far, and I'll say I did develop my leg muscles by walking for miles.
You know what I think it is that it's a program. Oh, if I stop doing this, then this is going to happen to my
Yeah,
body.
it
If I
is.
stop doing this, this is going to go down. It is. It's a program. So you really, I mean, I'm being real vulnerable here. I'm working on it. I'm just having to let it go. Like, how do you let that go? How, if someone sees you and they're used to seeing you in a certain way, and then now you look different because, hey, I don't really go to the gym that much anymore because I don't want to. So it's a process, right? And it really starts with me. It starts with me, giving myself the permission slip to let go, right? Lauren, just let it go. It's okay. Oh, what if I look like this in a bathing suit? Oh, what if this? Oh, God, I can't worry about all that. I really can't. I'm done with it. Can you sense a little bit of the what I've been going through, Sasha?
It's our choice to be in the basement or a choice to be in the penthouse. That's cue. It so it's back to yes, and it is programming. 100% of our feelings and thoughts are not ours. They're beings who can hang out just outside our universe and simply direct thoughts into our heads. It is not ours. Implants. Wi-Fi, 5G, all of that stuff, food, vaxes, all of that crap has all been a system to keep us from growing our light. So when we know ourselves to be spirit and outside of here, that's tapping into ourself outside of here. But being here, we are spirit. We are the light. This is Q's word, the light force on this planet. So for me, my roots were to grow my inner peace. All the other stuff didn't matter. It just doesn't matter because I'm the creator. I want to get back to my true spirit. So I only choose my highest inspiration. Yes, I fall. We've talked about this. Fall, bang over, fall over. They love us talking about this, right? Because they want us to not create. I've sat in my home and just envisioned how I want my future to be. I envisioned how my conversation would go. No, it wasn't exactly as I envisioned, but it was high frequency like I envisioned. High frequency. I'm watching myself remove these ship clouds. I'm watching myself change the weather. I'm watching myself breaking timelines. I'm utilizing my capabilities from a state of peace. I couldn't do it earlier because I didn't know. So the opportunities that grow and it starts reflecting our inner state of being. We are the masters of limitation. Sound familiar? Right? What if we're limitless? What if it's a reframe on how you see something?
Yeah,
I didn't work
beautiful.
out for 10 years. No big deal. Okay, a little flabby. You know what I mean?
You
But
look
it
great, by
yeah.
the way.
It's a little long in the tooth, but I just didn't care. I care, but I didn't care. I broke through the programming because my priority became my inner peace. So that's for all of us to choose, all of us to choose. But I can say for me, that's how I got through here. That's how I broke out of this. Once you see the game, like you stated, it's all programming. Look what they've done to women. Look what they've done to men. You know, we know it. We know it, but it is again picking the bud. There's still the time for it to bloom. And maybe Q would even argue with that. He'd say you could choose right now. Here, if I could read something else that he said. Okay, it's a little bit longer, but he said, implementing it is the fun part. Just go do it and live it at your highest excitement. Only choose what you prefer. Go within for your highest joy. You must love yourself first. That is the definition of faith. We will love ourselves first and only prefer what we desire, what we are excited about. That is how I'd make this world a better place. If I can get everyone a magnet that said, I will not do shit that I don't like anymore. Maybe that's something to put on the refrigerator. I will only do things that I prefer. And if it's skipping down the road naked, then that is what I'll do. Why would we not choose what we'd like? Realize that the space you are in is what you created. Q as an example. Nothing ever is lower frequency in the universe I am in. In the space I am in, unless I allow it in. So where I live, nothing ever happens to me. As an example, I never have drama. I never have any reactions unless I allow it into my space. So I get to play with it and observe it. I guarantee you everybody has same capability. Do you allow it into your space or do you allow a high frequency, unbelievable expression of yourself? I guarantee I live in the same planet as you do at a higher frequency and go to lower frequency whenever I want. I'm almost done. This is a universal decision. You go to universes on this planet. This planet has choices for you. High frequency choices or low frequency choices. This is the magnificence of free will.
That's beautiful. Can you send that to me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the beauty of listening to the reruns. I'm always excited to just keep hearing it. I just like to study and feel. I've always yearned for clarity. I want to put it into words. Now, I don't remember this. I have this printed on my notes. But he's saying the same things in different ways. You know, we can do the same show and talk about it in the same way. It's the same thing. I feel, Lauren, because it is a process, right? This is nothing you don't know or the listeners don't know, but there's something about hearing again because for me, I'm different today than I was yesterday. So I hear it different today. I'm different tomorrow. I'll be different tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? And sometimes it doesn't all land. It just doesn't all stick sometimes. So I don't know. I find it, and I know you do too, deeply inspiring. And it's perfect we're having this conversation. I appreciate your bravery for sharing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, the just being authentic and vulnerable, I before the show, I'm like, I hope what I share helps someone, because I know I can't be the only one who's going through it. So thank you, Zosha. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, he answered your question. I guarantee you everybody has the same capability. He answered your question. You said, well, Q has a capability that I don't. No, we all do. It's just realizing it. It's just realizing it. We all do. We are the light. We've just been covered in crap. Okay, that's interesting. I was deeply inspired to do that drawing last week, the illustration of the mind being and the heart being. Because of my analysis through my vessel, that's how I saw it. I keep seeing it like some of what you share. Oh, is that the mind or is that the heart? And it's very easy to check it off the box. Oh, that's my. Now I know what you're saying. Like sometimes you're getting punched in the head and it's like, I know this. So we just observe it. It's not like everything becomes this clean perfectness right away. But it's a difference between participating in that negative or observing it. Oh, here I am, feel like crap again. Okay. I'm just going to go do whatever, walk in nature. It is just sometimes enough to bide the time, listen to the song, the music you like, smell a flower. What it sounds silly, paint, but I mean, that's what I do. It's like, I'm just going to go do something to get my mind out of my way.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. Well, let me ask you this, Sosha, because this weaves into another topic, if that's okay.
Yeah, go for it.
So, the letting go. So, I feel like we're painting this picture here. It's really cool.
I love
Yeah,
it.
it's so good. So, and it's real. I mean, this is real, quote, real time for me. It's just sharing experience and a lot for you as well. The letting go. How do you do it? When, how do you do, how do you, first off, what is your definition of letting go and the surrender? Right? Because I feel like for me, you get to a point where you just can't take it anymore. And you really, I like, look, I don't know what's gonna, I don't know what, like, and you just, it's not giving up, but it's just, I just, I let go. And you, and yeah, so here I am rambling. What's your take on that?
No, you're not rambling. It's the surrender. I'll just say it. It's a little okay. Shush yourself. Sit down and shush yourself. At a certain point, I got sick of hearing myself. I got sick of being in my mind. So then coming to Q, it's like, oh, that explains it all. But the surrender, I had surrender even prior. It's just a realization that I'm the spirit. That's part of the surrender. I mean, it can come in stages. It's recognizing the war we're in, the game that's going on. At a certain point, I refused as much as I could to be a tool for the dark. I got pissed off and I didn't want to give them any more of my energy. There's all different ways, but it's really recognizing the terrain. It's not me. So I just keep, that exercise cue, just go within, just go within. It's very easy to throw that statement out because it's so simple. Oh yeah, go within. You roll your eyes. But that is the key. From my experience, that is the key to go within and then observe. There's a delta. That's Q's word, the delta between the mind and the heart. I learned to observe that, actually feel it engage. I'm in my heart right now. When that stuff, like my daughter would say, it's like pig pen. It's like pig pen in the mind. It just feels dirty. You just know it's not you. And then it's just wash, rinse, repeat, the discipline to get out of that. It's really just a discipline. That's what I found for me.
And just to piggyback onto that, I've had those experiences where you're just like, oh my God, you just get so tired of it and the pig pen. So I've had the experience of many of being in that space of just the back and forth, the mind stuff. And then I'm like, oh no, I'm not doing this anymore. And I go to, there's some things that I'll say to myself, or I'll drop, I'll visualize that, like Ron Amatron says, the elevator from my head to my heart. And I get to that space of just being. And I mean, it's pretty profound.
Yeah.
It's pretty profound to do it, and to experience it. But it like you said, it's discipline. It takes a lot of commitment and practice to do it.
And it could become fun with a reframe. Okay, I'm growing my light. Oh, here it is again. Okay, no, we're going to grow our light. And it sounds trite too, but what I said, it is just simple. I just bought paints one day and started putting it on paper. What just, Or just eat an hour early. I mean, they're all little silly examples, but I just had to reset my day, change the scenery. Sometimes I just drive. I don't have anywhere I'm going because I want to hear music and I just want to get out of my four walls. It's any of those things. It's for me to, it's what just takes me out of my head and helps me, or pick up the phone, or, there's a thousand. There, it's all. I heard someone speak the other day, and I couldn't find it. But how about this? What do you feel about this? Sometimes I feel like some of the programming is to focus on the difficulties. What if we help reprogram it and just focus on the beauty of everything? Everywhere, all around us, there's beauty. It's up to us to choose to see it. The flower growing through the crack, the bird, I saw the cardinal male feed his lady seed. I mean, there's moments like that that could just, make me sit and forget everything. Or just, it's endless. Flower or child, wherever you go, I feel there couldn't be anyone that couldn't say there isn't beauty, that they couldn't find beauty somewhere. You
Yeah.
know, so that's the discipline to us to keep, or for me, to keep reframing what I'm going to focus on. I am powerful. We are the light force on this planet. We are the creators. We're just remembering it. So just love, I just love myself more, especially when I go through difficult times. Because that's a program too, to keep talking to ourselves poorly.
Yeah.
No, we're the light force. No, I will not let that programming be there anymore. And the more we do that from peace and keep bringing in our light, keep bringing in our light, that light keeps growing and displaces all of that stuff. It
Yeah.
displaces it. Every time we bring it in, that column of the light, it's for us to work up. We work into it. It's for us to sort. It's us for us to know. Yeah, so I feel like it's discipline.
Yeah. And what you just said, Sosha, from the newest that one of the articles on For the People, Q Plus,
Yeah.
I love at the very end where it sees they say there will come a time when every real human on Earth remembers who they are, where they
Yeah.
originated, and their intimate relationship with the creation lightship and our beloved Q.
Yeah.
I just love that.
Beautiful. That was an amazing. And just reading that article alone and feeling it, and you could feel the future, feel what's coming. And the song you started with. Even if there's just different, excuse me, discipline to just keep, re we keep reminding ourselves, wash, rinse, repeat. It's just that beauty. And what also said in there, Q's spirit activated the movement. His spirit will live on in others who he will pass the flame to in the future. It will still be Q, the activator, simply with extra abilities he's been saving for this earth's miraculous transformation from dark to light.
How did you feel? How did you feel when you read that, when he's gonna pass the torch? Did you feel Q Trump like that? To me, I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm curious. What'd you feel?
I felt excited. I didn't take it as negative as all at all. I mean, it's Q Trump. It's also Q Putin, Q Xi, Q all the political leaders. There's not that many of us here. So,
Yeah.
and that and Lauren, doesn't it go back to him always pointing ourselves, you're not the identity. See the trap, even in this discussion, it's because of identity.
Yeah, you're
We're
right.
the spirit. So that's how I felt reading that. It's like, okay, the light. I always look at it as the light here. Okay, the light is coming back here. We're all part of it. We're the thousand thousands. We're all part of it. So we were all meeting. How are we going to do this?
What the hell was I thinking? I'm kidding. Go ahead.
But the most bravest have come.
Yeah.
The most brave.
I think,
That's us. All of us.
all of us, yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
N just how is the light doing it? So it's taking that perspective of outside of here. How is the light doing this? Okay, we're still in the battle. You know what I mean? Leaving the identity. Oh, and I just find my knowledge growing more and more. This is amazing. So I just felt like, okay, we'll see how that, what that looks like. I mean, everything is, it's just all up from here. Every
Yeah.
day just gets better.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I oh, Zosha, something I wanted to share. I don't want to forget. I wrote it down.
Go for it.
I was listening to Ron Amatron the other night. I go to bed with Ron Amatron. Inside joke. Just inside joke. I think we all do. All of us do. We're on the creation light show.
They're chuckling.
Oh boy.
Ron, you stud.
I remember someone called him and he's like, oh boy.
So funny.
was hilarious. Oh God. Okay. So he said, so I think I was listening to it the other, I don't know, doesn't matter. So he had been to some expo. It was in Philly or New York, I can't remember. And Ron was walking over to another exhibit, and it was some doctor doing some health stuff, and basically they can read your bio, your age, you know. Like, yeah, you're 60, but you're whatever, but you're really, you know, have the have a 30-year-old body. I don't know what they call that. Anyways, so they did this little test on him, and he said, "Oh my gosh, you have like you really you're reading here that you have the body of like a 30-year-old." And he's like, "Do you go to the gym? Do you lift weights? Do you eat some special?" He's like, "No." The guy's probably like, "Well, what the hell do you do? Like, right, in peace, I go with it." I thought that was
That's
funny.
all. You know what's awesome about that? Now Ron just answered your question
He did,
with the
didn't he?
gym. See how it works?
That's
No
hilarious.
joke. Like we could just brush it aside. No, he just answered your question.
That's
But
right.
we are the best tech on the planet. We heal ourselves. Again, the light displaces the darkness. So he just answered your question. Man, they're good.
They're good. They're so good, right? They're so him and Sylvia.
But there you go. So just,
I'll report back on it. I mean, I do have some weights at the house that I do. You know, I do have some of those and some bands. So maybe we'll just take, you know, because like each week I'm like, oh, I gotta go, I gotta go, and I get there and I'm like, ugh.
yeah, that's, and you're going to get what matches your frequency at the time.
Yeah.
So it's
So
just like a reset. It's
yeah,
awesome.
it's gonna be an experiment. I'll report back.
And we should make the magnets for everyone. We'll quit doing shit we don't like.
That's right.
Oh wait, here's a quit doing things that you don't prefer, and then you'll get things you prefer. That simple.
That's right. That's right. Oh, this has been fun. Oh my God,
So
3 minutes.
fun. So I
Oh,
know, isn't
jeez.
that crazy?
I love how
There's no
Kevin and
time,
That's
BBS.
right. There's no time. And I just have to say, I love how Kevin and Johnny today talked about, they brought up the Q articles, the For the
Yeah.
People articles. That was so good. I love that. And then just listening to all the shows, I'm so excited. Sojourns,
I know.
dropping truth bombs left and right. Robin and Shane on their show. I mean, it's just like, I'm like, oh my God, the band's getting back together again. It's so
Exactly.
amazing.
It's so cool. So cool. All the shows you mentioned, they were all great. It's
Yeah.
everything's aligning. That's what it feels like. That's what I felt reading the Q article as well, the Q plus. Everything's aligning. You just feel it. Just feel it.
Yeah. That's
It's
right.
happening. It's happening, and the light's moving through us. And what an honor to witness and participate. And again, it just feels like it's just starting.
Yeah.
Everything on the others, everything on the other side.
That's right.
What,
That's
and we're
right.
doing it now. Again, we can envision and create it right now, bring that frequency into our lives.
That's right. That's right. Well, I will say, if you want to know more about Q and all the information that we've been discussing, you can check out forthepeople.space. If you want to see what Ron Amatron's like in bed, go to thecreationlightship.com. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. If you want to clear out this physical vessel, the densities, check out creationlightship.com.
It's all on our page. You're so funny. Oh, can I end it on a note? On a quote from Rumi.
Okay.
It's beautiful. You are not just a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop.
It's so beautiful.
There's no problems here.
And with that,
That's a wrap. Thank you, listeners, subscribers. We love you. Thank you, BBS.
Yes, thank you.
You, PRQ team. All y'all's
All you
military,
guys. That's
Space
right.
Force. We love you.
We love you.
Unstoppable love to all.